everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine, well, look no further than P&K Equipment at the John Deere 5085E utility tractors. These 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering since 2717 includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
Wheat farmers, saddle up with a new OSU wheat variety that offers great results at the finish line. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hardbred winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider wheat. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back. Moderate price support seen in cattle futures today with traders focused on firmness developing in both live and feeder cattle markets. This helped to draw prices higher today following early pressure. Corn prices were higher in light trade today. December corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 14 points higher while NASDAQ is up 2 points. In live cattle, futures found additional strong buyer support, with traders focused on additional activity in cash markets, which started to develop even though beef product values remained weak. The potential to stabilize the cattle complex following early week losses has helped to quickly energize commercial buying activity once again, which may help to allow traders to focus on follow-through buyer activity over the next few days. There still remains underlying supply concerns in the coming months, but overall, demand support has helped to keep traders from evacuating the market. In feeder cattle, futures have bounced higher and lower throughout the day, with early aggressive losses quickly giving way to narrow gains as traders focused on building support in the live cattle complex. The potential for buyers to step back into deferred contract months has created some additional underlying support throughout the complex and could actually help to bring additional momentum over the next few sessions based on firm commercial buying activity in the entire cattle market. Grain futures were higher today and generated a little short covering and bargain hunting after yesterday's sell-off. Corn trended higher near the morning break and followed two-sided trade overnight. High-frequency traders helped drive December futures to a spike low yesterday, but the ability to hold August 31st lows helped the market to finish off of session lows. Soybeans were higher as traders continued to digest yesterday's USDA reports. November futures used 25- and 50-day moving averages for a trading band so far. Wheat prices, though, were higher today after building on yesterday's bullish reversals at all three markets. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.